And when we keep doing this, it really upsets our inner child. When we are not cultivating a life that is enjoyable, that is playful, that is curious, that is in awe and wonder, our inner child starts to rebel.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am the Ecstatic Life Mentor, and I'm also the creator and founder of Creator Consciousness, which is a Trinity teaching to help you masterfully create your reality. It includes embodiment, manifestation, and creative genius. My loves, we are here to live ecstatically. We are here to live lit. Here to live lit. One of the foundational tools, skills to living lit is trusting ourself, trusting our wisdom, trusting our connection to our higher selves, to God, to consciousness, and trusting consciousness, God itself. It's not always easy, is it? I don't think there's a person watching this that could say that they haven't experienced points in their life where that trust was very challenging. Either where they could tell, could feel, knew that they were going against what they knew to be true, or a time when they took that leap and jumped before could see the net, jumped before you knew what was going to happen, and had that trust, had that faith in self. So what is self-trust? In the context of Creator Consciousness, self-trust is being devoted to the connection of ourself, being devoted to openly connecting and authentically listening to our higher selves and to the wisdom in our body. And then applying that information. Applying the information to our physical reality. Listening to what we receive. Listening and taking action in what we know to be true. When we're speaking of living lit, what I'm speaking about is knowing very clearly where your hell yes is and where your hell no is, because they're both simultaneously just as important. I always say that there are no maybes, and there aren't. Sometimes we don't have the answer, but there's never a maybe. There's never a kind of sort of. It's either a yes or it's a no. Now, if you're like I used to be, and you've blown through your own personal boundaries, your own self-integrity, your own values, you haven't listened to yourself, you haven't listened to your desires, those yeses and nos oftentimes won't be clear. That doesn't mean they don't exist. It means you stopped listening to yourself. The only relationship we have is truly with ourselves. And just like any other relationship, if we stop listening, we stop talking and we stop listening. I mean, if you imagine like an actual friend who perhaps comes to you for advice and you give it from your heart, openly, compassionately, authentically, and then they never take your advice, but they keep coming back. After a while, you'd probably stop giving it. What's the point? This is what happens with the relationship to ourself. There are so many times in my life that I can say that I listened, that I had clear intuitive hits. And despite the challenges, I dug deep for the courage and I took the action, oftentimes leapt long before I could see the net or even knew the direction of the fall. When I was 19 years old and I left the country instead of going to college, left the country by myself, never even been on an airplane. When I divorced my husband in a relationship that from the outside seemed perfect. And seemingly I had everything that I desired. But there have absolutely been times that I haven't listened. One time was in 2021 when I was playing around with investments. My internal meter was screaming at me. My body was screaming at me. And I didn't listen. And I was scammed and all of my money was taken. The minute it actually happened, it was like, I just shook my head. It was like, yeah. Because I was watching myself do it. I was watching myself not listen. As I say that, I feel this rebellious side of myself. Sometimes when I work with clients, they'll connect to this part of themselves that says, literally, I don't want to. And it's like their inner child is throwing a tantrum and just says, I don't want to. It's a true aspect of ourself. It is our inner child. And what happens is oftentimes when we're just not listening, when we're not listening, we're in an energy of force. We're not in our power. We're forcing something, whatever it is. That's why we're choosing not to listen. And that energy has a grasping energy to it. We're trying to grasp a hold of something. And we believe it to be more beneficial. We believe that it holds more value than whatever it is our internal guidance, our wisdom, and our higher selves are telling us to do. No, no, no. This has more value, we tell ourselves. That grasping. And when we keep doing this, it really upsets our inner child. When we are not cultivating a life that is enjoyable, that is playful, that is curious, that is in awe and wonder, our inner child starts to rebel. Because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good, my love, when you are not lit. It doesn't feel good to continuously make decisions for yourself that go against what resonates in your body. But for your inner child, if you take it back to the idea of a child, and when they want to play, no, go clean your room. When they want to go explore, no, go clean your room. That's all I'm coming up with right now. When they want to do whatever that lights them up, no, go clean your room, or no, stop that, or stop doing that, or no, that's not allowed. You know, particularly my generation and my parents' generation went through that a lot, where our childhood was often suppressed. And, you know, children of this day still are suppressed, but we're beginning to wake up to that. We're beginning to notice, you know, how we've suppressed our children and shut them down. So our inner child starts to just scream about everything. I don't want to, starts to say. That inner rebellion. But there's another kind of rebellion. And that rebellion is distrust. And it can wreak havoc in our life. If you've listened to some of the other episodes, I have an episode on the bullies of my life. And, you know, we've all had people bully us and be mean to us. I'm not saying that I am unique. I'm just using my stories as ways to bring forth nuggets of wisdom. After, you know, having good friends of mine betray me, and then I had my very first long-term boyfriend cheat on me, and then the one after that cheat on me, and then the one after that cheat on me. Distrust just seemed to be a part of my life. And so that rebellion started coming in more and more, of rebelling against what I knew to be true. And that can be a form of control, which is the opposite of trusting ourselves. Trusting ourselves takes great surrender. Surrender is not submission. Surrender has an open heart. It is a faith in yourself and in God. So back to my story about my money. I was absolutely in an energy of grasping. I was watching myself do this. I was conscious that I was doing this. There was an edginess to my space in the moments that I was making these decisions. I had been told what was going to happen, and I still made those choices. And honestly, I wouldn't change it for anything. It has, yeah, absolutely brought me into some financial hardship. But just as I say, one of our greatest lessons can be losing ourselves. It's the same as distrusting ourselves. Because where does it lead us? When I look back on my life, in all of the moments that I've had courage to take massive leaps of faith and choices that were illogical, but yet resonated very deeply in my heart. Every time I did that, doors opened, opportunities arose, I expanded. And the other side of that experience was when I've chosen to rebel against myself. When I've chosen, I don't want to listen. When my arrogance has said, no, I know better than you do, wisdom. I know better than you do, higher self that can see my entire life. Humans can be very arrogant. I myself have been very arrogant. No, no, I know better. I feel like you feel me on this. when I've made those choices, I've been slapped. It's a phrase I use often, slapped by my higher self, slapped by the universe. But in all honesty, it was my own choice. It's very much more like slapping myself, running yourself into a wall. So here I was in this moment where I was getting very clear signals from my body, from my higher self. Everything was screaming at me. And yet my distrust was so thick. So there was a series of events that happened within a very short amount of time. I'm talking within an hour, that led to this scam. And like I said, I just shook my head the minute I watched my account be wiped out. I mean, how could I not? I was sitting there hearing and watching it all happen. It wasn't a shock to me. And as I said, I wouldn't change it for the world, because while I have courageously listened, there was clearly distrust of self. There was clearly a part of me that didn't truly believe in myself in all aspects of my life. And that aspect was money. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't trust myself. So because of the circumstances that happened, for the first time in my life, I found myself in debt. And, you know, I would love to say that in that very moment, I pledged to myself that I would never not listen to myself again, and rainbows and butterflies came out and my life immediately changed. But that's not what happened. It was only the exposure of the wound. I had a lot of work to do to truly heal. And it was over 2 years of healing, or 2 years, year and a half of healing that wound and seeing all the different ways that I didn't listen. Because it wasn't just listening to my intuition. It was listening to where my no was and where my yes was. As I said, I had listened to my intuition throughout my life quite well, but I didn't always hold my yes and no. I often said yes to my no's and no's to my yeses. So my life became this reflection, as it always is. Our lives are always reflections. But in that year and a half, it was a reflection of all of my no's and yeses. And honestly, where I didn't believe that I could say yes, where I believed I had to say yes to the no's. The why, the reasoning isn't important. Sometimes it was people pleasing. Sometimes it was just not really believing that I could stand in that yes. But none of that matters. It's just simply the truth that I hadn't really given myself permission for my hell yes and my hell no. The journey is always a spiral. Always. And we're always coming back around to the same conversations from subtler energies and from more awareness. Sometimes clients say to me, oh, I've already dealt with this. Why am I going backwards? It's not backwards. We spiral up, up and out. And we come back around to revisit beliefs and perspectives and experiences in our life to see it again, now that you have more awareness, now that you're tapped into even more subtle energies, because this yes and no and living my hell yes, this wasn't the first time in any way, shape, or form that I had approached this subject. Far from it. Ever since my Kundalini awakening, when my body was lit in full orgasm and I was like, hell yes, that's been the conversation. It's been the conversation. And this is how we learn. We fuck up, quote unquote. We fall flat on our faces when we think we've acquired that skill already. Because there's always more to learn. There's always more to learn, my love. And if you think that there's some end goal to it all, you're missing the point. It's about mastery. And mastery is continuously revisiting the same skills over and over and over again. How can you refine it now? How can you refine it now? So this absolutely wasn't my first rodeo with this conversation with myself. But if it didn't hit hard. And obviously I needed that slap, you know? The hardest slaps wake us up the most. I'm really so grateful for them. And it wasn't an easy year and a half by any means. It was one of the most challenging years and a half that I've had. And even in the moments of like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like this is quicksand. I knew it wasn't. And I was still grateful. Because I knew why I got slapped. I knew why it all happened. And I knew that if I was willing to show up to the school of life, what I could learn was truly amazing. But I had to show up. I had to show up. We have to show up. You have to show up. You have to show up. You can't hide from your life and expect it to show up for you. So since that time, it has been a deepening of what does a yes mean to me? What does a no mean to me? What am I being told right now in this moment to take action on? And my heart just lit up because I honestly feel capable of saying, I don't have any desire to not listen again. I don't have any desire to betray myself again. My heart aches with the grief of betrayal. And I honor that grief. I honor that ache. I hold it here in my heart, reminding me of what it feels like to betray myself. I hold it closest to my heart. I have forgiven myself. But there's power in holding that energy. There's power in holding that memory and reminding myself what it feels like to not listen. We always have the choice. That is our free will. We have the choice in every single moment to listen to your intuition or to rebel, say, screw you, I know better. Or to listen to logic or to listen to outside sources. That's what that whole year and a half was. I explored all the outside sources. And I'm not saying that outside sources can't bring us wisdom, because they can, but it needs to resonate in your body. If somebody is telling you something and you hear a no, doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter who they are. You have to listen to you. Because you know what is best for you. Your wisdom knows what is best for you. Your higher self absolutely knows what is best for you. It's nothing against that person. But if it doesn't resonate for you, heed that, my love. Now, there's a big difference between emotion and intuition. I might have spoken of it here before. I will always speak to it because it's constantly misunderstood. Intuition is not emotional. It has no emotional charge to it. It can elicit emotion, but the emotion comes after the intuitive hit. I find that where people misunderstand, misconstrue, is when they listen to their emotion thinking it's intuition. Some people say, oh yeah, I tried that whole listening to my intuition thing. It led me down the wrong path. It either means that they weren't really hearing their intuition. They were hearing their emotion, emotional trigger, an emotional charge that they then responded to. Or, and this could be it, they didn't like the path that their intuition took them down because of their arrogance. Their arrogance to be able to see, the arrogance that goes against the willingness to see what is being offered to you. Because again, the ego will say that, this isn't what I wanted. Obviously, I can never listen to myself again because look what I created, something I didn't want. You always create what you want, sweetheart. It's either what you consciously want or you subconsciously want. It's always what you want. That can be a hard pill to swallow. Just like my example, I clearly wanted it. I wanted to create this for myself. Not only did I want it, I truly needed it, clearly, but I wanted it. I wanted to rebel. And that rebellion caused that effect. Becoming intimate with your intuition, becoming intimate with your higher self is one of the most important skills you could have in this life, particularly moving forward. Because we are moving into an era that has been prophesized for hundreds of years. And this era is all about living intuitively and intentionally, living from a state of intimacy and connection with the self. So the more we don't listen, the harder it is going to be. The more you do not listen, the harder you will be slapped. The more resistance, the more challenge, the more frustration, the more you will create what you think you do not desire. It takes so much courage, particularly when our intuition is telling us to do something that is not logical. Or is against what, you know, this professional said, or this person said, or perhaps what everybody around you is saying or telling you to do. Yeah, that takes courage. And dare I say, it takes valor. Which valor is courage combined with the power of the heart. Courage combined with devotion, with the willingness to continue to show up for that truth inside of yourself, no matter what, no matter what, believing in your heart that you have your own back. That God has your back, that love is what you are and therefore never abandons you. It's very easy in times like the moment I had where I watched my account get wiped out to become enraged. To feel like a victim. We're not victims. I am not a victim. I am a conscious creator. I am a conscious creator. And I consciously created that. And I own it. I take full responsibility for my life. Because you know what that means? It means I'm powerful. When you blame, when you point the finger, you disempower yourself. You take the power right out of your hands and you give it to somebody else. I will not do that. Those people have my money? Fantastic. Karma is a beautiful energy. Perhaps that was my karma. You know, it's so funny. We always think karma goes one way. People are always like, oh, that person did something to me. Karma will get them. Well, did you ever think that maybe that was karma balancing your life out? That was actually the intuitive hit that I received. One of many that I received about my experience. It was my karma. Great. Regardless of whose karma it was, I take ownership. Regardless of the pebble in the pond and the ripple effect, I take ownership. I invite you in this moment to join me in a proclamation. To proclaim to yourself, to proclaim to the world, from this point onward, to your best ability, you will listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, listen to your higher self. And if you don't have a strong connection, you'll spend the time, you'll create the practice to have it, to deepen it with any relationship. It's a continuous effort, deepening the relationship to yourself. I continue. To deepen. I have a very clear connection to my higher self, and I still practice. I still work on it. I still show up to the best of my ability. And I own when I trip and fall. And I own when I choose the path that isn't in alignment, and I get back on. So proclaim with me now, affirm with me now, attest to yourself from your heart that you will listen to the wisdom of your being and carry that forth into your life. You will listen to your no's and you will say no. You will listen to your hell yeses and you will say hell yes. You will ask for support, ask for courage, dig deep within yourself. And when you are guided against logic, when you are guided against what everybody is telling you or what the professional says, or your mom or your dad or your best friend or your partner, whoever it is, but you know deep inside of yourself the answer, proclaim that you will do your best to listen and take action. That you choose you. I choose me here, now, and forever to listen to my own innate wisdom. I choose me here, now. I choose to devote me to myself, to my wisdom, to my path, to my purpose, to my passion, to my love, to my desires. I choose me. Always and forever, I choose me, always and forever, so that I may show up for others. This is how we show up for others. This is how we change the world. Give me a hell yes if it resonates. Give me a hell yes if it resonates. If it resonates in your body, feel it, my love, and say hell yes to yourself. If my story changes anybody, helps anyone to see, that is an extra bonus to how it helped me see. If it helps anybody to learn and not make those mistakes, it is an extra bonus to what it taught me. Thank you so much, my love, for joining me. Honestly, if this is a hell yes for you, I would love to hear it. You can email me info@alarasage.com. You could even just put hell yes, and I would understand what you're referring to. I would love to hear it. And did you know that we have a Facebook community called the Ecstatic Woman Podcast Community, where I bring the guests on more intimately and give you more opportunities to connect with them, just various different ways I explore and play in that community that are in addition to the podcast. So please join. I would love to have you there. And as always, one of the best ways you can support this podcast is by sharing it with others, making sure that you're subscribed, that you've written a review, all of the things that help me, because I'm showing up. Make that exchange to me by sharing it, by writing a review in honor of our relationship, you and me. Until next time, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.